We are learning Masechtas Beah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we're starting two lines from the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. Ahu Gavra, we're continuing the sugya of what we learned yesterday, that if someone makes a tenai when he sets aside a toida and says, you know what, I want to use it for chagiga. Halach is that he's chayiv in a toida and he can't use it for chagiga. Same thing for nazir. He says, I want to bring a nazir. I want to become a nazir and have to bring a carbon nazir, but I want to use it. I want to use my sheni money for it. You're a nazir and you can't use that. So who gave Adam Aluhu? He told people b'shas when he was dying. It's a shchimira and love is by shchimira when he says something. It's kilu. It's done. It's similar to a hektish type idea where it works. We're out of kinyan. So who gave Adam Aluhu? He told his people around him. Havu lei, give Ruvain avame ezuzi. Give him 400 zuz. Leplaini, Valinsay Barti, and let him marry my daughter. He wanted his daughter to go chiddach, so he says, give 400 zuz to the other person, tell him to marry my daughter. So now, you don't need a kinyan by a savah shchimira, by matna shchimira. So what's the luck over here? Amra papa, arva meya shakal. He gets 400 zuz that was given, that's done. Ubarte and the daughter, if he wants, he can marry. If not, not. The tenai, it's too late. He already said he's giving 400 zuz. Then afterwards he said, marry my daughter. It was not a clear tenai, and therefore he has a choice. Taimad amah havulei v'lintziv. It's only because he said havulei, then he said v'lintziv, and he should marry. Amah lintziv, if he says, I'm giving 400 zuz in order to marry, v'havulei, and v'havulei, lintziv v'havulei, he says, let him marry, and then he gets 400 zuz. So inosiv shakal. If he marries, he gets 400 zuz. V'lo inosiv shakal. Because here he made the tenai before he said how much he's giving. He said, you have to marry, then you get 400 zuz. So then if he marries, he gets 400 zuz. If not, not. And Tosfos brings a raya from here. The same thing that comes to the chagiga. If he says, I want to use this money for chagiga, and then a raya like toida, the luck is it could use that for a toida. It could use that for a toida. Because he could use it for chagiga. He could use a toida for chagiga. Why? Because he made the tonight first. Since he made the tonight first, therefore, he could do that. And you see that from the story over here, that if you make the tenai, you say the first part, you say, yeah, you have to marry that person, then you get the money, then it works. Yosef Marema, come lo shmaitza, shmaitza, shmaitza. Marema said over this shmaitza. The shmaitza was that before the Gemara said, boi, Rav Shimma, lakash, Rav Yechidon, ha'oime ha'reya lai toida, ve'eitzi boi de chagiga, nam yoitza, the din chagiga. He asked Mashaila, could I do that? And he answered him, no. So he says over the man from himself. Yosef Marema, come lo shmaitza, shmaitza, shmaitza. He said it over from himself, the shmaitza. Only Ravino Ramema, atun hokimas nizula. This is you're saying it over from yourself. Anan, kidaboyimener of shlokas v'yechanon zula. We have a Messiah that it was a shiloh of shlokas v'yechanon. And v'yechanon answered, nodor v'ina yoitse, and nozir v'ina megalech. That means that if you say a neder, I'm going to bring a toida, it's a toida, and you cannot use it for chagiga. Same thing by nozir. You're a nazir and cannot not use the ma'is hasheni money. Zot Gemara Vayta. Now we're going to turn back to our Mishnah, what we were discussing in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we had a machlokes v'shamei basila. There were two machlokes in v'shamei basila. One machlokes is, could you bring a oilus ria on Yom Tif? That's machlokes number one. And machlokes number two was, shlom shamei chagiga, which you can bring, do you do smicha or not on Yom Tif? V'shamei says you cannot do smicha. And Basil says it could do smicha. So now, we already explained the first machlekes of Eilus Ria or not. The machlekes was, if you darshan Lashem, called Lashem, according to Beisham, he said, Chagos Mois Chag Hashem, Daf Chagigos Mutu An Yontif, not Eilus Ria. And Basil said, even Eilus Ria. And the Gemara will return to that in Chafam Beis also. That's the one machlekes. Then we have another machlekes, we could do smicha on Hashem and Chagigos. What's the beer of that machlekes? Tony Tanakabed Abba. It says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is by the Shmini Levaluim, or a Shchedesh Disa, when they put up the Beis Mikta, put up the Mishkan, so Aaron HaKohen brought certain special kabbanas. And one of the things he brought was a oila. It says, Kach l'cho egel ben baka l'chatos v'ayel oila t'mimim. And it says in the Pasuk, v'ayakir v'sa oila v'yaseh k'mishpat. He brought the oila, and he did a k'mishpat. What does k'mishpat mean? So the bright starchins, k'mishpat oila s'dava. Just like Oilus Dava. He brought this Oilus Chayva, who was the same, the oil that he has to bring, who was the same dinim like the Oilus Dava. What is that teaching us? Li made Al Oilus Chayva is Tura Smicha. It teaches us the Oilus Chayva also needs Smicha. Because the pasuk that says, V'somach as Yodai Al Roish HaKarbin, is in the parasha of Nedava, beginning of Sefer Vayikra, where it talks about the parashah of Eilas Nadava, there it says smicha. It doesn't say by Eilas Chayva, they didn't smicha. Ad kedei kach, Taisa brings down from a certain man the Yama holds that a kabbana sibur, there's only two kabbanas by kabbana sibur that have smicha. A parashah of Erezara and parashah of Zibra. A regular Eilas, a regular Tamid, which is Eilas Chayva, does not have smicha. But we learn that from Yaseh Kemishpat that this Eilas Chayva, which was a carbon yachid of Aaron HaKayin, even though it's Eilas Chayva, it still needs smicha, just like Eilas Nadava. Lime dal oilas chayva shetuna smicha. Amalei dom lachmani. Who's this brisa holds that you need a pasuk to teach us that a oilas chayva needs smicha? Dom lachmani beshami must be beshamai dloy gamri shami chayva meshami nidava. That means like this: the Gemara we have a Mishnah that you can bring a shami chagiga on yontif. Beshami says he can't do smicha. He still says he could do smicha. So Gemara thought beshami shami is like this: there's no mitzvah smicha on a shami chagiga. The pasuk in Vayikra, beginning of Sefer Yikra, says that karbanis adav needs smicha. Say oilas and say shlama. Shami chagiga is a shami chayva. So we thought shami shami is that shami chayva does not need smicha, and therefore you can't do ayanta because you're mishtamish or bachai for no reason. So therefore you can't do smicha ayanta. So here we see in this brisa that you need a pasuk to teach us that oilas chayva needs smicha. So Gemara says it must be Beis Shammai. Why? Because Beis Shammai is the one like Gamri Shammai chayva Meshammai Nedava. Udama Metzinu. The Beis Hillel, we find our Mishnah says that there is smicha by Shammai chayva. So even the Gamri Shammai chayva Meshammai Nedava, you don't have a pasuk for that, and still you learn that Shammai chayva Meshammai Nedava with a Mametzinu. You say just like that has smicha, this has smicha. Oilas chayva Nami loy se bayikra. So why does Eilas Chayva need a pasuk? The Gamri Melas Dava, learn after Melas Dava. So we're saying this Brisa must be Beis Shammai, who holds you don't make a Mametzinu. So Eilas Chayva won't have smicha because that you have a pasuk. Mashaikin Shalmei Chayva, which is Shalmei Chayva, will not have smicha. There's no pasuk for that. So tomorrow, no. In my the Beis Hillel, Shalmei Chayva and Shalmei Dava Gamri. How do you know, Taka, that Shalmei Chayva is learned from Shalmei Dava? Now let's speak out. Why, Taka, would Beis Shammai hold there's no Mametzinu from Oilas chayva to oilas riya? Why wouldn't we mamatzinu? Because you have a percha. Oilas chayva to oilas nedava. Why wouldn't you learn out oilas chayva from oilas nedava? Because it's a percha. Ma oilas nedava. It's more matzi. It's more matzi. It's all that you could. Anyone wants, and every day could bring it. Oilas chayva is not as matzi. So that would be the percha. That would be the percha. Now, my debate is hillel. Shami chav shami dava gamri. How do you know Beis Hillel learns that shami chav shami dava? Maybe dilma ma'olas chayva gamri. Va'olas chayva by kufa by yikra. He says like this. How do you know Beis Hillel holds that you can make a mamatzinu? Maybe pshat is like this. You can't make a mamatzinu from a case of a chayva to nadava. Why? Because nadava is more matzui. Beis Hillel says a shami chayva is chayv and smicha. He learns that from oilas chayva. How do you know Eilas Chayva? You can't learn Eilas Chayva from Eilas Nedava. Eilas Chayva has a possible Yaseh and Mishpat. So maybe Beis Hillel agrees to the drasha. He just learns out Shalmei Chayva from Eilas Chayva. The whole Makar is from Eilas Chayva, possibly Yaseh and Mishpat. So the Gemara, maybe might Beis Hillel Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. Gomar, Dilma Eilas Chayva Gamri. But Eilas Chayva Kufa Bayikra. Maybe Eilas Chayva itself needs a pasuk. So Gemara says no, because Maishno Meshalmei Nedava Gamri. Why did he learn out Meshalmei Nedava? Shalmei was the first pasuk of smicha, so why wouldn't Beis Hillel learn out Shalmei Chayva Meshalmei Nedava? The Le Gamri came with Suyim, because a Shalmei Nedava is much more common. So Ma'elos Chayva Nami Le Gamri, she can't call it. You can't learn from Ma'elos Chayva either. With a Mametzino, why? Because they're different pircha. Ma'elos Chayva is better because Kulei Kol, the whole thing's brought on them is bad. So you can't learn out Shalmei Chayva from Ma'elos Chayva. So we're saying, Aviva, you have these pirchas, so you have the same pircha there. So Mar says, no, but I have different Eitzah. Asim and Vinaya, learn out from both of them. There's something called a tzara shava, which means that you look at a certain thing and you see what's the reason for this carb, for this, let's say, smicha. You can't say that the oilas, that the reason why the oilas nedava has, or shalmei nedava has smicha, is because it's matzui, because you find oilas chayva has smicha, because vayaseh kemishpat. And you can't say the reason is kulei kol, because you find shalmei nedava has smicha. So it can't be the nekuda that makes it have smicha is that's kulei kol, that you bring the whole thing, because shalmei nedava have it. So it's called mamatzinu. You say, you take shalmei chayva, which is a chigiyah, you want to learn out from oiles chayva. So you say, oiles chayva is better, it's kuli kol. So I say, no, let's, I'll learn out from shalmei nedava. You say, oh no, shalmei nedava is more matzi. Go back to oiles chayva. And to go, loy roi zek roi zeh, hatzara shavash abraham, that it's a carbon yachid, and needs nesachim, so also needs smicha. That's a tzara shava. So it comes like this. Avada beis hil needs yaseh kemishpat, because you would not make a regular mamatzinu. And I, so why, what does it help when you have a pasuk of oyla eschayva? It's totally can't learn straight. There's you learn from two things, from oyla eschayva and shalmei nedava. So it comes like this. The b'risa could be even for beis hilo, and you learn that from a ma'atzad. You learn from a tzara shava shrem. That's how beis hilo knows smicha by shalmei chayva. Now, beis shalmei doesn't hold of, my son Amish says he doesn't hold of smicha shalmei chayva. So what's pshat of beis shalmei? So what doesn't say? So the Chachmas Menayach here says pshat, the Beis Shammai holds the pircha kol dehu here. Ma'ala tzara shavash v'hem, that's more motzi. If you take oilas nadava, or oilas chayva rather, oilas chayva and a shalmei nadava, it's more motzi than a shalmei chayva. Because a oilas chayva akaponim, you bring every day a tamid. Shalmei chayva is not as common. It's only on yontiv, only shalmei chagiga. It happens on Shavuos also with the shtei alechem, but it's not a common carbon of shalom a shlomim that's a chayva a chiv to bring. It's not a common. Therefore, a stickle pircha koldu, that's the Beis Shammai holds the pircha, and therefore you can't learn out according to Beis Shammai. So bottom line is like this. You have a klal maish? Bottom line is like this. Davi yaseh kemishpat. That pasuk is teaching us avada the oilas chayva needs smicha because there's no mavetzinu. Everything has a pircha, but once you have that, then shalmei chayva could be learned out of both of them. Learned out of oilas chayva and shalmei davu ramah atzad. And beis shalmei still you can't learn out of both of them. Therefore, feed beis shalmei, shalmei chayva will not have smicha. That's the argument that's coming out. It's clear? So the gemara right. Besari beis shalmei, shalmei chayva lo smicha. Is that pshat beis shalmei? Holds that shalmei chayva don't need smicha. By time learned out of brayis. Omer Rav Yosi. Well, in that beis shalmei still al smicha atzma shesarach. They're not arguing if you need smicha. Of course, a shalmei chayva needs smicha. So what's the machlokes? Because my next kuval take of a smicha shita. Do you have to do the smicha somewhat close to the shita? So beis shalmei ain't sarach. You don't have to. You can do it the day before. So since you can do it from erev yontif, do the smicha erev yontif, and then bring the carbon on yontif. And why should you have to do it on yontif? It has to be take it for smicha shchita. It means right next to the shchita, right before the shchita, you have to do smicha. So you see on first of Braisa, Rabbi Yossi says that they both hold you need smicha, and not pshat that you don't need smicha v'sham echayva. You need smicha, just you don't say take a smicha shchita. So the Gemara, so who is he go hacky arguing? Who don't make aitana? The time linked on Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Yehuda, l'inech v'sham echayva, I'll take a smicha shchita, shetzarech. That they both hold that you need right next to the right before the shechita in the smicha. Amanek lo smicha atz, but the organ of smicha itself. Beshamay emrim ain't a tzarach. We still emrim tzarach. Beshamay says you don't need, and we still says you do need. So we have two ways of explaining the chagigah in our mishnah. Beshamay besilul if the smicha on yontav on shamay chagigah. Either the argue if shamay chayva has smicha, that's one machlekes. Because shamay nedava pasuk has smicha as a pasuk. Shamay chayva if it has smicha, that's machlekes. When we said machlekes is if you learn on ma'atzad. Or everyone agrees you have smicha. Learn off from outside. Everyone holds you have a smicha. Mechlekes is, if you need to take care of a smicha shchita. Now I just want to speak out something. That Rashi speaks out that if you hold it, you don't need smicha by shalmei chayva. So therefore you're not allowed to do smicha. Why Rashi says? Because on yontif, it's a mishtamish with the carbon. Frek the kiveger, if you're not allowed to do smicha, if you're not mechayv in smicha, you're not allowed to do it in the weekday either. Because you're not allowed to be mishtamish with kachim. Kiveger on the side, Gilead and Shas has his kasha. He says, it says gam bechol aser to have a void of a kachim. It's called a void of a kachim. That's what Kreg asks. So the territory of Kreg is some want to say is that even Beis Shammai agrees that's a rishus. It's a mitzvah. You don't have to do it, but it's a mitzvah if you do it. Therefore, it's not called a void of a kachim. But on yontiv, since it's not, you're not mechuyev to do it, that's why we have a problem on mishtamis bekachim. So the Gemara writes the Torah Baran. Ma'is of Hillel Azokin. This is Hillel Azokin. This is the original Hillel, base Hillel with Hamidim of Hillel Azokin. And Hillel HaZaken obviously held that you bring a sham, you bring oilas re'iyah on Yom Tov, and he holds you make smicha. So Ma'is Hillel HaZaken, Shehivi oilas oilas azara. He brought his oilas to azara on Yom Tov. Lismach aleha b'Yom Tov. To be simach, now do smicha, but also to bring his brought his oilas to azara on Yom Tov. So Chavar lo t'midu v'sham, Ma'is HaZaken, the Tishan came running over, said, Omer le'mati v'shalem ezu, why are you bringing oilas? We don't bring oilas on on Yom Tov. You only bring a shalom on Yom Tov. You can't bring an oil on Yom Tov. On Malahem Nekevi. We know an oil can only be a zachar. Can't be a Nekeva. So he said it's a Nekeva. As Rashi says, it's a Mishana Pnei HaShalom. You let a lie because the shalom, you don't get in the fight. He says, this is a Nekeva. And a Nekeva I'm bringing for shalom. On Malahem Nekevi, it was if Kishlomim HaVeis. I wrote for shalom. Kish Kishlomim Veznava. Not only that, but Hillel, like shook his tail, said, check it out. You know, check it out. See if it's a Zachar and a Keva. Obviously, they didn't check it out. They would have seen it's a Zachar. But he made it look like, yeah, it's a Keva. Yeah, check it out. Kishlam is Nova. And they left. That day, there was a big push to Paskrin Peshamai. They wanted to say Allah like Peshamai. There was one older person, a Talmud of Shammai HaZaken, who knew that there was a Baskel that said that Halacha has got to be like Beis Hillel. Ubav and Buta Shmai, so you're there, Halacha is Beis Hillel. He knew Halacha is Beis Hillel. B'sholach, and he sent around Yerushalayim, maybe called Tzoyin Kadosh of Yerushalayim. He brought in every, Tzoyin Kadosh means Ma'ulan, like very good, expensive cattle from the whole Yerushalayim. V'amidim HaZara, and brought into the Azara. But Omar, call me should write a lismach, Yahweh Bismach. Everyone wants to come do smicha, do smicha. Actually, the girsan, the tesefta is, call me should write a havi oila Yahweh, because that's what we're talking about here. It's more shachta, sugi, and smicha. Even if smicha also was b'sham yisil, but our sugi is the one of oila, so that's why it's a better girsan, Rosh Hashem. But Omar, call me should write a Yahweh oilas, Yahweh Bismach. But Isa, Yahim, Gavra, Yahweh Shveis Hillel, Kavalach, and Maisim. That day, they taka paskin like Beis Hillel. No one was ma'ara at all because this is they passed in clearly Allah like Beis Hillel. Taisus asked the Chayyim, how you let bring every tzoyin kader into the Azara? It's chulin. Ve'im mevi'in chulin ba'azara. That's Taisus Kasha. What? You marked the ship before. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like everyone, right. Everyone come bring oila. So Taisus answers, lav dafka azara b'harabayis. The other Rishonim answer that Chulun Bazara is only if you do a Maisa on Chulun Bazara. Bringing Chulun to Azara is not a problem. You are Chulun also, you come into the Azara. So bringing Chulun Bazara could be not a problem. It's only to Shecht Chulun Bazara is the Issa. Some say like that, but Taisus obviously learns that bringing Chulun Bazara is a problem. Therefore he has a Kasha. He answers Harabites. Shuv Maisa v'tamad echa v'tamid beis Hillel, shehevi Allah shalah Azara, lismach aleha. There's not a Maisa. One of the Tamid beis Hillel, born is Oila, Lazara, do smicha on it. So both things not like Beis Shammai. He's doing smicha, he's bringing an Oila. Matsu Tamar Echam Tamid Veshami. One of Tamid Veshami found him. I'm like, Mazu Smicha. What are you doing here? What's a Smicha that you're doing? Mazu Smicha. So he answers back, I'm like, Mazu Shtika. You ever heard of being quiet? You know, something you gotta be quiet sometimes. Like, Mazu Shtika. That's what he said back. It was a good line. It was a good Nazifa. Shosku B Nazifa Bahlachloy. This Nazifa, this line, quieted him down and he left. Oh my God! You see from here, Hilchah Hayt Suvim Rabbanon. This Talmud Chacham, the Amalei Chaver Milsa, that his friend tells him some kind of tease. Loy LaHadlei Milsa Tvei Mimai the Amalei Chaver. Don't say more than he told you. Do you Amalei Mazu Smicha? Three words. But come Hadlei Mazu Shtika. Just answer Mazu Shtika. Don't add on more. You get chapter. Don't add on more. Just say exactly what it is. Mazu. He said Mazu Smicha. He answered what Mazu Shtika. Don't just be quiet. That's all he answered back. You see, don't answer more. Don't answer more. Like in the back, the Chacham Sofer talks about it. Since someone says you're a Ghana, don't answer back more than that. More than that, you don't answer. He says you're a Purusha, Derech Moslem, Karu Ganav, Imamzer, Lo Yoyimar, VeYoshev Lo Ata Ganav, Imamzer, Ata Mamzer, Rak Yoyev Lo Shtoik. If someone calls you a Ganav, so the Ganav say Shtoik. Don't say Ata Ganav. Just Shtoik. Just one word. V'Royel Chashdika. It's more kedai to be quiet and not say extra words.